not pessimistic about our present stature in the space business. I'm just plainly dissatisfied. We have been told that the hammer and sickle flag has now been planted on the moon, and we have no reason to doubt it. I would not be at all surprised to be hearing a human voice from outer space that will have an unmistakable Russian accent.
April 12, 1961 was another date we would remember on our way to the moon. Yuri Gagarin's 89-minute flight in orbit around the Earth only seemed to place us even further behind. And then on May 5th, 1961, we finally had something to shout about. Our spirits soared with Alan Shepard when he became the first American astronaut to sit atop a rocket and blast off on a suborbital flight 302 miles out into the Atlantic.
Cabin pressure is holding at 5.5.
5G. 5G. Everything wants to stay okay here.
Periscope is coming out.
Periscope coming out.
On the periscope.
We're on the periscope now.
I'll bring it over
you.
I'll cover over Florida. 3 to 4 tenths near the eastern coast. Obscures up to Hatteras.
He is reporting the cloud coverage. About what he saw on the weather map.
Everything is okay.
Present position is right on the button. One second.
Retro 1.
Retro 1 fired.
Very smooth.
Roger, roger. Like we got a beautiful mission going here.
Meanwhile, Lyndon Johnson, as vice president under John Kennedy, was putting together a recommendation that would start this nation on the great moon quest.
On April the 29th, I sent him a 5.5-page memorandum, which had unanimously been agreed upon by the Secretary of State and Secretary of Defense, leaders in the business life of this country, Mr. Brown, Dr. George Brown, Dr. Frank Stanton, and Donald Cook of American Electric Power, as well as the leaders, the senators, Senator Kerr, the chairman of the Space Committee, Senator Bridges, and Senator Saldanstall, and other leaders, in which we all unanimously recommended certain things. And one of the paragraphs in that memorandum said that we felt that we could have a good chance, notwithstanding the Soviet exploits up to that time, of taking leadership in the space field and sending a man to the moon and bringing him back in this decade.
May 25th, 1961. After 126 days in office and acting on the recommendation of the Johnson-headed Space Council, John Fitzgerald Kennedy addressed the Congress of the United States.
Now it is time to take longer strides. Time for a great new American enterprise. Time for this nation to take a clearly leading role in space achievement, which in many ways may hold the key to our future on Earth. I believe we possess all the resources and talents necessary. Facts of the matter are that we have never made the national decisions or marshaled the national resources required for such leadership. We have never specified long-range goals on an urgent time schedule or managed our resources and our time so as to ensure their fulfillment. Recognizing the head start obtained by the Soviets with their large rocket engines, which gives them many months of lead time, and recognizing the likelihood that they will exploit this lead for some time to come in still more impressive successes, we nevertheless are required to make new efforts on our own. For while we cannot guarantee that we shall one day be first, we can guarantee that any failure to make this effort will make us lost. I believe that this nation should commit itself to achieving the goal before this decade is out, of landing a man on the moon and returning him safely to the Earth. No single space project in this period will be more impressive to mankind or more important for the long-range exploration of space, and none will be so difficult or expensive to accomplish.
Thank you.
Thank you.